Practice Test Section 1 You will hear a conversation between a librarian and a woman who wants to join the library. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion, only the conversation relating to this will be played first. Section 1
Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes, I would like to join the library.
Has your membership expired or will you be a new member?
I'd be a new member. I've just recently moved here.
That's fine. Are you a permanent resident?
No, actually, I'm only here for a year, on an exchange.
The woman explains the purpose of her visit. She says she is on an exchange. So, exchange has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes, I would like to join the library.
Has your membership expired or will you be a new member?
I'd be a new member. I've just recently moved here.
That's fine. Are you a permanent resident?
No, actually, I'm only here for a year, on an exchange.
In that case, we'll need the visitor's application form. Ah, here we are. Okay. Firstly, can you tell me why you are here? Oh, you've already said, haven't you? You're on an exchange. Now, can I have your name, please?
Sophia Sunderland.
So, Sunderland is your family name?
Yes, Sunderland.
And your first name is Sophia. Can you spell it for me, please?
Of course. It's Sophia.
And where do you come from, Sophia?
I was born in Italy. I'm Italian.
Just let me write that down. Now, I need your address.
In Italy?
No, where you are living here.
Oh, 521 Ashdown Road. That's Ashdown.
And that's in Winton, right?
Correct.
Have you got something with you that shows you live at that address? A utility bill, for example?
I've got a bank statement. Will that do?
Wonderful. What about a contact phone number? A mobile number, perhaps?
Oh, yes. Let's see. It's new. It's 040-5492-451.
Just a couple more questions. How long are you here for? Sorry, you've told me that. What I really mean is, when do you plan to leave?
I arrived on the 1st of January, and I will be returning to Italy on the 30th of December.
Do you have any identification documents on you? Your passport, for example?
Yes, sure. Here it is.
Thank you. I'll just make a note of the number. DJG120459. Now I can issue you with a borrower's card. You'll receive the proper card with your own barcode in the mail in a few days' time, but I can give you a temporary card with your membership number on it now. Just present it at the desk if you want to borrow items today.
Thank you.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
Now, let me explain something about our lending policies and charges. Resident members may check out up to 50 items at a time with their library card. For visitors, however, that number is reduced to 15 items at any time, including a maximum of 10 DVDs.
I see.
Loan periods vary according to the type of materials. Books, both fiction and non-fiction, recorded books, CDs and periodicals may all be borrowed for 3 weeks, but recent releases, those are our new books, are limited to 2 weeks, and what we call our hot books, those on current bestseller lists, can only be borrowed for 1 week. DVDs are also lent out for a week at a time. All items are issued free of charge, but a fully refundable deposit of $45 is required for wireless laptops which are for in-library use only. Oh, and there's a time restriction of 90 minutes on those.
Oh, I shouldn't think I'd ever need to borrow a laptop. With the other items you mentioned, can the loan time be renewed?
Yes, unless it has been requested by another borrower, an item can be renewed, but we recommend that you don't wait until the last minute before renewing.
How can I do that?
The easiest way is online or through the library's automated telephone renewal service. Otherwise, you can do it in person at the library or through the self-service checkout.
Well, that sounds easy enough. Thank you very much for your help.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to